The Mary Griffith Show is underway, and it is Wednesday, Arts Quincy Wednesday on The Mary Griffith Show, brought to you by Hillbean Auto Body. If it happens to you, as it did to Laura Sievert, no fault of her own, she took it to Hillbean, and so should you. Laura, you have got so much great things happening. Let's start out with the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County has these woodland cemetery tours. I didn't realize 60,000 people are buried in Woodland Cemetery. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But there's different tours, different nights, different audiences, different interest groups. So tell us about it, please.
So last year I had the great privilege of hunting that cemetery as one of the residents. And it's a really interesting time to learn about real people that really have connections to Quincy and see where they're buried in the gorgeous, gorgeous overlook over the river. There are three opportunities this year to go on tours. The first one is this weekend, and it's exploring the mausoleum. So the mausoleum tours are self-guided with maps, and then there's some docents there that can kind of show you around a little bit. But the mausoleum is not normally open, of course, to the public, and you can learn a lot about what's going on there. It's that Greek temple style, classic revival style granite building, and it dates back to 1927, so it's pretty neat.
When it was designed and built, he wanted it to be the nicest mausoleum in the world, and so for the time, it was really quite the fancy schmancy cemetery or mausoleum. So, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the ones that everyone looks forward to are the two tours on October 19th and 26th, which are the traditional vignette tours where you're going to meet some ghosts of the cemetery. This year's theme is the underground world of Prohibition, and the tours start every half hour at 5:30. You can make your reservations in advance, or you can buy tickets at the gate. They're $15 at the gate, and they go till about 8:30. But you'll be guided through the cemetery and meet some of the residents and hear great stories. I really love this idea of doing a Prohibition world and learning a lot about what Quincy was like in that time period.
Especially since we're just getting ready to open up a new microbrewery, and we have Oktoberfest, so it'll be perfect.
Perfect.
Great.
Absolutely. Gangsters and Prohibition, yeah.
You have to have reservations. It's a prepay event. Call the Historical Society at 222-1835. 222-1835.
You can get tickets at the gate. They
appreciate
that. They appreciate that prior knowledge and make sure that we have enough guides and things. But you can get tickets at the gate too.
Okay. And now the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, Halloween themed, old time silent movies. Laurel and Hardy, Charlie Chaplin, the whole gang, and accompanied by this live ragtime band. I love it.
It is such a cool show, and they're moving on from here straight to Chicago, so get to see them here. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot less expensive than a trip to Chicago, but the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra is a really world-famous orchestra, and they play little scores to silent movies, so it's really engaging on a lot of levels. I'm looking forward to this Halloween show because they don't always do the spooky symphonies, but they're doing the spooky ones, so which aren't real scary. They're, they're old-time
they're
movies.
They're mostly funny, scary things.
Yes.
Wonderful
silent
films.
It's a fun group. You can definitely look them up on YouTube. You're going to have a good time. But Quincy Civic Music does some amazing things. I have my tickets to this show because it's one of my favorites on their calendar. That season ticket is still available. Don't forget they've got Handel's Messiah coming up this Christmas season, and the world-famous Ariana String Quartet, which I cannot wait for. That's one of my favorites.
And as always, adults buy tickets, but students are always admitted free, so your children can come with you. Go to quincycivicmusic.org. The concert is this Sunday, October 13th at 4 at Morrison Theater, and they're going to be using that new, brand-new projection screen that we all saw at the Disney Symphony. They're going to be using that to show the silent movies. And real quick, one more thing.
We've got something really exciting going on at Arts Quincy, which is a Dream Bourbon Raffle. We wrote a grant to Buffalo Trace Distillery for a very, very, very rare bottle of bourbon. It's one of their 6 millionth barrel, so it was housed in a little bitty rickhouse by itself. I learned a lot about bourbon writing this grant. But only 400 bottles in the world exist, and it's packaged in a really cool hardwood case with a piece of the stave and a historical book. We're raffling this off. They value it at over $3,000. $10. So if you ever wondered what a really, really fancy bottle of bourbon
well,
was
the
like.
Last one that was sold like this from a similar thing went for over $10,000.
That's right.
It was bought by a professional athlete. So,
that's right. We sold it to a Green Bay Packer.
We don't really care who buys it. Somebody in Quincy will love it if you buy it. But really, we just want the highest bidder to buy it because all the money.
Well, it's a raffle. It's $100
tickets. $100
tickets.
So, it's not like an auction.
Right. Not an auction this time. We thought it would be a little bit more fun to see who could who won it. So $100 tickets, and I'll tell you that $100 will go 100% towards our kids program because our kids program, I was just telling Mary before we started, has just blown up. The kids, especially at the elementary schools, want those cool art programs, and we're going to spend that money there. So, you know, if you love bourbon or if you just love kids, it's a good chance to do, you could do both, you know.
If you spend the day with kids, you need a bourbon.
Now, so we're only selling 100 tickets. So $100 tickets, but they're only 100 sold, so your chances of winning this are pretty decent, and we hope people are really excited about it. It's in our office if you want to come by and actually see the beautiful, it's got a glass-etched case, and it's handwritten in gold pen on it. It's really cool.
It's the kind of bottle of bourbon you might not ever drink, but maybe you might, but...
See, I think I'd be the person who'd have to. You'd have to try it.
Great joke.
Yeah.
Okay, great joke. Laura Sievert has this bottle of bourbon, and she says to her good friend Mary Griffith, "When I'm dead, would you sprinkle it over me grave?" And I said, "Laura, I'd be happy to do it, but do you mind if I filter it through me kidneys first?" So there we go. Thank you very much, Laura Sievert. Arts Quincy, folks, their new magazine's just out. Go to artsquincy.org. Get on their mailing list. Get involved. Buy the tickets for the bourbon pull. It's going to be great. Well, she's not a doctor, but she's Kathy Weir, and she's here representing Dr. Michael Ryan because she's with Missouri Vein Care. And today's the day that Steve Bull gets probed and his veins get analyzed. And me too.
Yes.
Welcome,
Kevin.
Tell us a little bit about Missouri Vein Care. You've got a free screening coming up tomorrow and a public screening coming up tomorrow. And let's talk about what Missouri Vein Care is because, gee whiz, you don't like arteries? We don't care about our arteries? What's up? Only veins?
Only veins.
Only veins. Okay.
We do only veins, and that's what Dr. Ryan has done with Missouri Vein Care for the last 15 years. So, yes, he's very educated in that. Vein care is something that folks don't think about or recognize. A lot of times when people hear that, they think cosmetic. Let's fix that cosmetic.
Spider veins or something. Let's fix it cosmetically.
Yes.
But just like we worry about hardening of the arteries, we talk a lot about the arteries. The vein is the counterpoint to that. That blood supply goes through your arteries and back to the heart through your veins.
Yes.
And if it's not flowing properly, you've got some problems.
Yes. The veins have valves that push the blood back up to the heart to get oxygen. That's very important. So if they're not flowing properly and the circulation is not working properly because the valves are not pumping that blood up there, you're going to get some pooling of blood in the veins. It causes inflammation and it causes symptoms that really hurt, fatigue. It wears people out and they're just exhausted at the end of the day.
So if your legs and feet hurt at the end of the day, you could very well have a vein problem and need to be checked out, but just like blood pressure, it's sometimes you don't know necessarily. You could have a vein problem and have no outward signal of it, so that's why these screenings are so important. You really won't know until you have the screening.
That is correct, and there are free screenings in our office. So if you're having some symptoms or you just have a question, you can come to our office tomorrow evening from 4 to 6 p.m. We're located at 3531 Stardust Drive, just below Lowe's and by Goodwill there in Hannibal.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen because Steve and I are going to be examined separately.
Yes.
separately and confidentially. But I come in, I don't even know if I have really any symptoms. Sometimes my legs are tired at the end of the day, so I think I'm going to take this free screening. What is going to happen to me, Kathy Weir?
You're going to come in and we're going to talk just a little bit about your symptoms. We have a brief symptom questionnaire. You'll fill that out. We'll talk about what you're experiencing and what your concerns are about your legs. I just do a quick look at them. And then we have an ultrasound that we do standing. We want you to be standing so that we see your normal blood flow, the way the circulation is working or not working. Then we take a brief ultrasound just below the knee. We're going to look at that vein, see that it's holding its shape, if it's relaxing or not. Then we put the colored Doppler on, and we can see the good blood flow circulation of oxygen. And then we check to see if we have what's called reflux, which is when the blood is backflowing and building up in there. It takes 15 minutes at the most. Just depends on how much time we spend talking, because we want to get to know you. We want to get to know your symptoms and differentiate whether it is actually a vein condition or something else that's causing your problems.
Well, yeah, and of course you haven't done the test on me yet. So I have a problem with my left leg. I was injured. I fell in the shower in Toronto, Canada. And of course I was on vacation, so I didn't want to be bothered with any medical treatment. So I put ice on it all day long and elevated it, and my leg turned, I mean, crimson red. I'm probably lucky I didn't die. But anyway, I got over it, except my leg never got over it. And so my left ankle is bigger than my right ankle permanently. Now, that's probably not a vein problem, but I don't really know. So it'll be interesting to see if I've got some kind of problem that's in my veins because of that, because I know I've got I've got a fat left ankle. Let's put it that way, and I can't wear my pretty boots anymore. So I'm really irritated.
Get that fixed.
Yeah.
For you,
so maybe it is
possible.
Something you can fix. Now, when you talk about this ultrasound, that's painless. It's outside your skin. The color Doppler. That again, you're just touching my skin, right? You're not.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt.
No, not at all. We use the ultrasound probe. We just touch your skin, like you said, very briefly, and look at those veins and the blood flow underneath of there. This appointment is so quick and painless, and it could be the answer that you've been looking for. If you're struggling with these conditions and you're not finding the answer, maybe we could find that for you. And if it is, we would love to treat that and take care of it for you.
Now, you talked about how you do this in the leg below the knee. I think, you know, we veins everywhere, though. Why don't you check in my neck or my arm or my whatever?
And that is true. We have veins everywhere in the body. So we look at the main vein that flows from your groin to your ankle. The medical term is the great saphenous vein, but it's basically that main vein that runs from your groin to your ankle. That is where the circulation flows in your body to come back up from all the way from your feet all the way to your heart. So that's the main one we're concerned with. We also look at reticular veins that run off of that, and then the spider veins. But the main source is that main vein that we want to look at.
Okay. We're talking with Kathy Weir, and she works for the Missouri Vein Care. They are in Hannibal, Missouri, and we've been talking with her all week about these free screenings. So let's get the time and date. It's tomorrow. Give us your clinic address again, please.
It's 3531 Stardust Drive, just below Lowe's and by Goodwill in Hannibal.
Okay.
And the hours are from 4 to 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. You can call our office if you want to secure your spot and know that you're going to be taken care of when you walk in.
Okay. And what's that number?
It is 573-629-1156.
573-629-1156. A 2 hour, it won't take you 2 hours. It takes 10 to 15 minutes for you to do this. And obviously, you can do more than one person at a time, I assume, because you've got the 2 hours.
We have staff members on hand, yes.
And so people from Quincy, Palmyra, Bowling Green, anybody can come, right?
Anybody. This is open to anybody in the area. You can drive and see us from any location.
So you're going to give them the results of this vein screening, and then what they do with that information is up to them. But obviously, you have the desire to make them better. So if you're suffering from fatigue at the end of the day, if your legs and feet hurt, if you're overweight, that could be
a contributing factor.
If you have any kind of circulatory problems, because your veins are part of your circulation system. So if you've already got problems, definitely get in and get this free screening.
Yes.
And if you just wonder, why do my feet sometimes ache, or why am I tired at the end of the day and my legs just feel like two heavy lumps, this would be a great screening for you.
It is. And remember, it's not always something that you can see. It can lie below the surface of the skin. So if the symptoms are there, visit us and see if we can help.
You don't need to have that big, bulging, ugly vein or a varicose vein or a spider vein. You don't need to have any of that to have a bad vein.
That's correct.
That's a real visible one. Mm-hmm. And probably cosmetically, the doctor can maybe help you with that. But this is for your health, not just cosmetics.
Yes.
Because just because you can't see it doesn't mean you don't have it. So this is why you have to do the ultrasound to get below the surface.
Right. And okay. We wanted to have overall health with that healthy circulation.
Well, you know, Steve and I are very competitive. So
will there
be a grading scale of whose veins are the best?
Yes, we can work on that.
Make sure I win.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm willing to cheat.
I said that on air. I just said that I was going to do that on air.
Yeah,
oh, you just
did.
Okay.
There goes your medical ethics right out the window. Thank you very much, Kathy Weir. Glad to have you here. Missouri Vein Care. We'll be talking with her the rest of the week as well. You call today and make that appointment. Here's that number again in Hannibal. It is 573-629-1156. Or if you're going to be out and about tomorrow, stop by right by the Lowe's, Missouri Vein Care in Hannibal. You'll find it. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I am joined by Jennifer Young, the new owner of Mr. K's Fabric Shop. And Mr. K hasn't been around for a very long time.
Quite a few years.
But let's keep the name because people know about the good service.
Yeah.
So why mess with something if it's working?
Stick with it. It's working.
So there was at one time a Mr. K, but he hasn't been there for a very long time. And Jennifer Young has now taken over the business. And your family is well-rooted in Quincy, small family-owned businesses. This is not something new for you. Why don't you give us your genealogy on the Quincy Chamber of Commerce tree?
Well, we have my parents' family run Seymour Carpets and the Carpet and Rug Gallery. So that's my husband's been working for them since he was about 12. And then my husband and I purchased Quincy Rug Works from Rich Blivin about 4 years ago. So we do carpet and upholstery cleaning and tile cleaning. And then when Guy Chatton approached me with this when he said he was going to retire, it just seemed to go so well with all the other businesses. You know, there's a statistic out there that says when you get carpet, usually within 6 to 12 months, people are replacing their window shades. So it's a very fun business because we do Hunter Douglas window treatments. We do a lot of upholstery, more upholstery than I thought we did, and we have Ann there, Guy's sister. She's been there for over 30 years, and we still have Tim there, so it's awesome if anybody knows Tim. He's been installing for Mr. K's for about 17 years, and, you know, then we do drapes and shears and awnings, so it's a very well-faceted business, and we're busy all the time in we have different hats on all the time.
And that's one thing in all my years of dealing with Guy as an advertiser on WTAD, there was always a season.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, before you put your boat into storage, tear those boat seats out so we can work on them over the winter. And, of course, somebody's getting married. There's always a big rush, you know, if you got to have your house on display. But Mary Miller and Guy Chatton have retired, but many of the same staff are there, the seamstresses, the installers. So you've inherited a good crew.
Yes, I have.
And, of course, you'll put your own touch on it, but you're sticking with that Hunter Douglas. Well, how could you go wrong there, right?
It's a great product. Hunter Douglas has so much to offer, and they're just coming out now with the design studio. It just came out, so they are carrying their own drapery line also. So, and their power. We got to go see them down in April, and my husband's like, oh, we need to get some of those power drapes. And so I guess he could just sit on the couch and just open
and close. Guys love anything with a remote control. Ladies, this is a clue. If you want to get your whole house remodeled, you can do it. Just make sure everything has a remote control.
Yeah.
Your husband will never say no when the bill comes in as long as it's got a remote control.
Yes.
But that's true of your shades and your blinds and now your curtains. So
everything.
It really is nice because if you are sitting and you're all crunchy, you know, crunchy on your couch and all of a sudden the sun comes in and you can't see the TV or whatever, or the neighbor turns on their outside light and, you know, the glare, you can just zip your button and there you go.
Well, what's nice is Hunter Douglas can integrate into your whole house automation. So, you know, like if you have a furnace, you know, is on that, or your garage door or anything like that, your lights, they can get automated into your one app, and you can even set it. Like, you know, if you want, you know, you can walk into Mary's room in the morning and say Mary's time, and the shades go up so you can get ready, or they go down so you can get ready. And different times of day and night, people have them. If it gets over 95 degrees, sometimes people have their shades go down to insulate their home.
Yeah.
So there's so many functions and so many different options with Hunter Douglas, whether you just want to stick with like the honeycombs, you know, that are basic, or if you want to go something more elaborate like a Roman shade. So there's so many different options within Hunter Douglas. And then, you know, then we also do have the drapes and shears where we will custom make those also. So.
Absolutely. I know Mr. K's did my mother's home, and was one of the sad things when I sold it. I'm like, I don't want to say goodbye. They all conveyed, you know. I mean, my husband had built our house, so I didn't need it. I was like, oh, wow. You know, that you don't know how lucky you are to get those drapes. I don't think they appreciated it like I did. But, you know, whatever. But anyway, but Mr. K's is still going to be at your same location,
correct,
right?
Yes, 1726 so, North 12.
Right across from the Veterans Home. And I always say, when people say, that seems so small, it really is. That looks like such a small building. But it's not. You've got a huge building there, and there's all kinds of things, thousands and thousands of fabric swatches.
Correct.
Because Hunter Douglas is your mainstay, and those window treatments are your mainstay. But now, like you said, people buy new carpet. Maybe they want to reupholster
their couch.
Or maybe they reupholster the couch and they realize, well, gee whiz, it doesn't match our faded carpet anymore. You can recommend each other back and forth. One thing that I think a lot of people don't think about, if you have really, really old furniture in your house, but it's good furniture, it's probably more cost effective to reupholster the old furniture than to go out and buy something that's just not quality made, because it's going to fall apart pretty quickly.
It is.
And so if you just hate it because it's hideously ugly, like, you know, we all know fabrics go through styles.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at some stuff and I think, somebody someday thought that was good. It ain't me, but thought that was good. And so you can just recover it.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, it may be about the same price as going out and buying a new sofa. But if it's a good quality, if it's made with wood and it's a good construction, then you're better off, because then you get to pick out your fabric. You get new foam in it, so it's going to last for another 20, 30 years. And, you know, it's more... If it's a lot of times people have a sofa that just sits in that area, that it fits perfect, or it's for their space, or, you know, maybe it was great grandma's antique chair that they want to get reupholstered. So those are, like, that's what we see a lot, is maybe somebody has something special that only fits in that area and they can't find anything else, so they want to get it reupholstered, get some new foam in it, bring it back to life. Or even the antiques that people are getting handed down and they want to start using those again. So we're seeing a lot of that.
And there's nothing wrong with putting a more modern fabric on an antique chair. I mean, despite what they say at Antiques Roadshow, you still have to use it. You know, it still has to be something that's usable in your house. And I do agree. It is so difficult sometimes to find just the perfect couch. And if you can just reupholster the perfect couch that fits just there, and, you know, why not? And so... You also, are you going to do, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do, so I'm just going to have to ask you blindly. Will you be doing, like, boat covers and car covers? Will that be something that you're going to continue?
No, Guy got out of that quite a few years ago. It's something we're going to pretty much stay out of.
Okay.
We do a lot of residential, so we do
that
a
keeps
lot
you busy.
For medical facilities, too, so around the area. So, you know, we do a lot of reupholstery for them, cushions, and then just we keep busy with just people bringing in, like, kitchen chairs and, you know, an armchair and love seats and stuff like that, and antiques. So we're going to stay out of that portion of the business. I think there are a few people here in town that do dabble in that. So
you're busy enough with the mainline stuff. So, folks, she noticed that my beautiful princess chair, which was done for me by Mr. K's Fabric Shop, it needs to be repaired. So I'm sure she'll put me on her list. I'll never forget the day that I came in one day, my chair was gone. I said, "Where's my chair?" And nobody could find my chair. Now, how can you lose an office chair? So here, sure enough, a couple of days later, in comes Guy Chatton and Mary Miller with pink poodle chair, whether I wanted it or not. You know, that darn thing wore like iron. But fortunately, I spilled something on it, and it had to be replaced with my princess chair. But that pink poodle chair lasted a long time. So I only have one caveat, Miss Young. Please do not put a poodle on my chair, okay? You have world's best grandpa on Steve's chair, my beautiful crown on my chair.
Yeah.
But please, no poodles, okay?
No poodles.
Okay.
I like your crown on here.
It is quite lovely. And those chairs do wear like iron, so Mr. K's does a great job. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Mr. K's
you.
Fabric Shop, right across from the Illinois Veterans Home. Same installers, same seamstresses, just a new owner, and she's anxious to serve you. So if you want to... go and get your house all purdied up. And if you want to do something weird with new construction, like have really tall windows, then you think, well, how will I ever get up there to change, to open and close the blinds? You don't have to worry anymore.
Power.
Everything's got a remote. Ladies, your husband will buy you anything if it has a remote. Just remember that. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD and perhaps the most fun segment of the Mary Griffith Show. We saved the best for last. Oktoberfest is coming up. The Quincy Rotary Club once again doing it up great. The old Dick's Brewery area, which for years just was kind of empty and abandoned, and nobody really thought much about that area. Now it's just a hub of art galleries and event centers and everything. But the Rotary Club is having Oktoberfest again this weekend, right?
That's right, this
Saturday.
Okay,
so let's talk about Oktoberfest. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. So, Tracy, do you want to start?
Yes. So this is the seventh year for the Rotary Oktoberfest.
That doesn't seem possible, but that's great.
Yes.
So, and it grows.
Yeah, and we're really proud to be part of the revitalization of that district, and it's just going to continue to get better. But Oktoberfest is part of that, so we want to contribute to that, and that's this Saturday. It's on York Street between 9th and 10th. So we block off the street. It's a street party, and it's from noon until 10 p.m., so free admission. You can come out at any time and just people watch if you want, take in the activities. But we really hope that you're going to come and get a beer and a brat and take some tunnel tours. I know that Brett and Joy Austin have opened up yet another tunnel, so there's more to see if you've been on the tour already.
Oh.
And those tours go from 12 to 8. You can go online. If it were me, I would go online and get the time that I wanted. And that way you just save time and can take in.
You don't have to stand in line, because those tunnel tours, especially now that I know there's a new tunnel
portion
open, you know, it's cool to see if you've seen it, and now that you'll see something new. So make sure you get on that. Do you get to go on all of them, or are there two different tunnel tours?
There's just one tunnel tour.
So the more tunnels you add, the longer the tour gets.
Yes, you go in the stock house, and then eventually you go under York Street, and then you end up in the bottle house. And you can go to quincyrotary.org/Oktoberfest, or you can check us out on Facebook, Quincy Rotary, and you'll see a lot of information there. And you can book your time online. I think they're only sold at the top of the hour and at the half hour.
Okay.
That way we still have availability for people
sure.
who come to the event.
Because every 15 minutes a tour leaves, because you
That's
don't have
right.
to be down there all by yourself. In fact, it might be scary if you were.
Yes.
Okay. So, Holly Kane, you're hoping that everybody comes to Oktoberfest and spends the night, I'm sure.
Yes,
at
we
a
are.
Fine Quincy hotel, and many people will who come from out of town. Talk about the economic impact for this, for our city.
Well, we've got a great weekend in line because of Quincy Brewing Company opening up. Another building, you know, from the 1800s that's being revitalized on the 6th Street Promenade. So the combination of them opening up on the 11th and Oktoberfest on the 12th really gets a great packed weekend of beer drinking in the downtown, right? And no. And we
well,
want them
it
to
is
spend
that,
the night.
But it's more than that.
That way.
It is safer, and we've got Lyft, and we really encourage it's going to be great weather, great fall weather to be out and about. And the economic impact of events like this, you know, we think of them as a local event with people with their heritage and learning of Quincy, but really these are great events to invite your friends and family back in to see the city and have them stay in our downtown hotels and walk over to Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I think that this is a great, if anybody's coming back home and they're thinking about, I need to come back home to visit, this is a perfect time because, again, not all of us can get to Bavaria to go to the real Oktoberfest, and we probably couldn't stand the crowd there if we did. Parking can be problematic. Where do you suggest people park, like the Oakley Lindsay Center or the Masonic Hall? Or has anybody said park here, or is it just park on the street, but don't park in a private parking space for a business, right?
Correct, yes. So you don't have to walk too far because there are lots of different streets that you can park on the street there, and a lot of folks find their way there and enjoy the architecture on the way to there because there's, you know, Park Place. There's lots of different architecture to come as you're walking in. But we do want to let folks know our friends at Salem Church have always been very gracious. However, they have an event this year. So they will probably have signs there, and that's why. But they've been great partners in the past. And this year also we want to let folks know, unfortunately, we weren't able to work out the shuttle from the senior center to the event site. We just couldn't get that done this year, but we'll try again.
But so they can still park near the senior
people
center.
People can be dropped off right there at 9th and York Street and just walk right in, because that the street will be blocked off from 9th until 10th, but you can come right up to the road close sign, drop your folks off, and then find your parking space.
Okay, we've only got a minute, and you're going to have to run down all the bands, all the great activities real quick.
Okay, so 12:30 to 4:30, Quincy's own Heidelberg Band. From 5 to 9, we have Uber Cool from St. Louis. They were here last year. We also want to let folks know from 4 to 7 p.m., there's the Craft Brew, and it's in a new space in the brewery. It's called the Rathskeller Bar, which means basement bar, so you're drinking underground. Again, another new item we have is called the Beer Pull, and that will be at 7:30 p.m., so you give a couple of tokens. Everything is purchased in tokens. Spin the wheel and see what kind of beer you get. Uh-huh. And then I cannot forget the 0.2K Beer and Brat Dash. We have heats at 3, 5, and 7. You get a 0.2K sticker for your car, a stein, a beer, and a brat, and just the coolest event in Quincy, we think.
We do think. Run, drink, eat. For 2 miles, yeah, and get a sticker so you can, all your marathon friends, on them.
That's
you've got
right.
a sticker that says you did the beer brat dash. Okay. Again, admission is free to the grounds, but then all these other things cost money, the tours and everything. Mm-hmm. But this money stays with the Quincy Rotary Club. This money is reconnected back in our town real quick. 1 minute left. What do you use the money for, Holly?
There is a list of things we have supported over the years. I mean, $45,000 for the 1993 flood relief. I know that's been a while ago, but some of those, you know, Blessings in a Backpack, Bob Mays Park, Cedar Creek Trail Development, Clack Adams Park, Ending Polio. We've worked on that on a national front. Salvation Army Turkey Project, Salvation Army Shelter. The list goes on. Our club is 100 years old, and we are going to continue for 100 more years of serving Quincy and the area. So it's all going back to our city.
That is great. Rotary Club, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you for the 7 years that you have made this grow bigger and better. Uber Cool from
St. Louis.
From St. Louis from 4 to 7?
That's from 5 to 9.
5 to 9.
Heidelberg,
12:30 to 4:30. So get out and enjoy, whether you're a daytime or a nighttime Oktoberfester. You'll have fun. Some people will stay all day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.